And I think a few months after that, I went back to the Philippines for the first time in 8 years. But yeah, that was kind of probably one of the first few moments that I was like, yeah, I need to go back home. I'm yearning to be home right now. The vocals I had a lot of fun with because I wanted to really fill it with ad-libs everywhere. So I was just going crazy. Like, it's probably one of the, not the harder ones, maybe it's one of the harder ones. One of the harder songs on this EP in terms of just detail. I had
like
to
hard or like hard to make?
Both. Because there was a lot of detail to keep track. A lot of details to keep track of. But it's so satisfying. It's I got to really experiment with harmonies here, like dissonance. And also, I found the production really interesting. Because it's like... And I was like, this is so good. No signal, though. That was so hard to make. Because there's so many layers, and I had to keep redoing them. Because I just wanted a certain tone, and I wanted it to sit a certain way. And in terms of the arrangement, it was unusual for me. It's not really a typical song arrangement. And when I started writing the song, I was just freestyling. And so I was like, I still wanted to keep these elements, and they don't really follow, you know, the typical songwriting song structure. So I was like, okay, how do I make this work? How do I make it so that it sounds like a journey, not just like a monotone thing? So that was the most challenging part, how to like kind of divide them into sections, and even just having to like choose the colors for each section. I was like, okay, how do I do this? How do I do that? And as soon as I kind of got the hang of it, I was like, okay, we got it. We're gonna take it to this. And I wanted this really big moment, kind of like the climax near the end. And when I finished it, it was so satisfying. And I cried. I cried a lot while making this because it was just so grand. And I guess also the emotions about how hard it was. And when I was almost done, I was like, bitch, we did it. Like, I was like, we actually did this. And it definitely taught me a lot about songwriting and arrangement. I think it made me sick, actually. Like, having to record so much vocals. Crush, No Signal were the harder ones. And everything else was pretty standard. Dazed. Days I had a lot of fun working with, because I worked with Monsoon on this. Mm-hmm. And we actually did it at a studio. Like, everything else I did at home. But Days, like, we recorded the vocals in the studio. We played around with what synths we were going to add to the song. Because this one, the first part, that's Monsoon. Mm. Like, I told him to do it, but he's like... Like, I want this, and he's like, oh, but like, that wasn't there before. That's well. And then the last part. That's him solo. That texture is so good.
Yeah.
Dazed.
I gotta listen to No Signal more, I think. When you were describing it, I was like, I feel like I've liked Crush all over you, Intention for You, Dazed, like, got that down, you know?
That's right, Crush all over you, Intention for You, and Dazed.
But I think it's because you performed on that YouTube video, the High Park video.
Oh, yeah.
Is that yours?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You performed Days and Intention for You. Yeah. Sick performance, by the way.
Thank you.
And then All Over You, that was a music video. Mm-hmm. And then, I don't know why Crush, I think it was just because it was the
first song. Yeah.
It, like, it's the EP, but yeah.
The hook of the EP, interesting.
Yeah, I think so, you know, the intro just like hooks you right away. Mm-hmm. That's just me. Mm-hmm.
And it's also, the title is in the song. Right.
Oh, yeah, that too. But yeah, that was a good performance.
I was wearing the same thing, actually.
Oh! Yeah. True. It's a chic shirt. Might as well. Wear it. Anyway. How was the performance you did in November? Like, how would you describe it for those who weren't there, like me? Do you want to be the one to answer this question?
What was the question?
It's how would you describe the performance, her performance in November.
I'm gonna try to do it more. Because every time someone asks me this question, I'm always filled with, I'm always overwhelmed because there's so many emotions that I felt that night. But I just find it interesting how I have so much trouble answering that question because I had so much fun. Just the word that comes to me is overwhelming. Like fear, maybe not fear, anxiety, but also excitement, love. No hate though. No. But hate is a low frequency energy. Because I feel like it's different for the audience too. I have no idea how they would have felt. But I know that, I think I wish I looked at the audience more.
Where were you looking?
Like closing my eyes most of the time, or like the roof. Because I was trying to stay in my zone, sort of drawing from the worlds that I drew from when I was making the EP. But I really liked how dark it was. There's a certain way that darkness brings people in the same room together. It's like we wanna huddle around because the closer we are together, I don't know, like the brighter it gets or something. I kind of like that.
Or like, I feel like darkness kind of induces like fear.
Fear.
And then like that darkness makes you want to go closer to people for that safety.
Exactly. I mean, I would definitely use the word intimate and thrilling and wonderful. Yeah, to describe that show.
Are you going to have another one?
I have to. I'm not sure for this EP though. Maybe there's a mini tour coming.
Ooh.
Who knows?
That would be sick. She tour in Kingston.
London, Ontario.
Kingston, Ontario.
Hamilton.
All the universities. No, but whenever you post something, or I think when you posted your performance, I saw like comments like, come to the city.
Yeah,
come to
LA.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
You got fans all over.
Exactly. Really cool. Someone said, should I put my passport to good use? Dot, dot, dot.
It's so good.
Yeah.
I remember, this is like completely out of the EP spectrum, but I remember having a conversation with you about choosing a different path other than music, and if you were to go a different direction, you would be a botanist.
Oh yeah.
Why a botanist, and what's your favorite thing about like plants and learning about plants?
I think first and foremost, I love the color green, especially the kind of fresh green that comes out of plants.
Yeah.
I have a pothos, Diffenbachia, and asparagus fern in my room. All slightly different variations of green, but they're all satisfying to me, and it's like I just love having them in my room because it breathes life into it. And even when I come home sometimes, I'm like, hi guys. Welcome home. I mean, I love you.
I talk to my plants too.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. They're just so cute, and I'm just like, you're so pretty.
Yeah. Do you know the album like by Mort Garson?
The
plant one?
Yeah, Plantasia.
Yeah, Plantasia.
Yeah.
I love playing Plantasia sometimes for my plants.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got them frequencies.
I should try that more. I should play them more plant music. I think I just love existing around plant life. And the way they grow and the mechanics of their growth and their needs are really interesting to me. It's something that I want to hone into and want to learn how to manipulate. And I think another aspect to it is the idea of knowing how to grow my own food comforts me.
In the Philippines, were you around a lot of like farms?
Yeah. I mean, I grew up eating kangkong, which were usually just like collected from growth from the side of the road in the subdivisions. There's a lot of like foraging actually that happened in my childhood, and I found that just, you know, like, oh, it's nice to have food just outside, like in your front yard. You know, there would be like a community papaya tree. And that when I would visit my great grandparents' town, they had a whole bunch of different plants just in the compound. And whenever we'd, you know, want to eat lunch, we'd buy fish from the market and gather like vegetables and spices from outside. And I miss that. I feel like that's just something that brings me comfort, and I want to go back to that and like learn how to actually do it properly and not just have other people do it for me.
That's it.
Yeah,
I know how, like, you know, Melina in her diaspora dreams, her series of like live performances of Filipino artists kind of performing. Sometimes she has like local farmer people that sell their stuff, which is cool. But yeah, that just reminded me of that.
I think I remember seeing one of the people there. Mm. On the poster, I couldn't go the last time, but something farm. I was like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah. I have a bunch of those posters if you want some, like small ones.
Physical? Oh yeah.
Yeah, you have small physical ones. So if you'd like.
Okay. Like right now?
Not right now.
Oh, okay.
I have some in King City. Oh, tour to King City.
Oh my goodness! Can't wait.
Yeah. I guess like these are the last few questions I'm gonna ask. If you could collab with any artist or band, who would it be?
Like dead or alive? Current or
current.
Current.
I mean, if you can get them to collab from the beyond.
Okay, let's think of current. Bum, bum, bum,
bum. What kind of music do you listen to? Okay.
That's Pink Floyd.
So you listen to a lot of dad rock?
Dad rock? Oh my god. Actually, not right now. Because it changes a lot. But everyone probably knows this about me. But D'Angelo is my goat.
Mm.
Always and forever. And Pink Floyd is up there.
Oh, you know who I would work with?
Arca. Do you know who that is?
No. But that's okay.
She's a like producer and singer, I think. More on the electronic side. Mm. Experimental. I'm not sure if I can say psychedelic, but it's definitely...
I've definitely like seen like their name somewhere.
Uh-huh. I'm not sure if they're necessarily people that would necessarily fit my sound, but they're people that I really respect, or I just really appreciate their music. Cy Gray. M.L. Buck. Not sure how to read that. I've been listening to a lot of Khalilah lately.
Mm.
The Hallucinogen album, especially the song Hallucinogen. Like, it just tickles my brain and, like hits the right spots every time. And the song, The High, has been on repeat. Shout out to this artist that I just found, like, 2 days ago. Jiu Ling. I listened to this EP. She's pretty new. She's good. She's really good. Yeah, I think that's so far.
Okay, cool.
I would collaborate with Pina Paladino. Just
putting it out there.
Notes with attachment.
Yeah.
Notes with attachments. That's a perfect album.
So what can fans anticipate for the future? What type of projects are you working on at the moment?
I'm working on a remix project for Don't Text Me Back.
Ooh.
It's going to be filled with different variations of the songs that exist on the EP by different producers. And I wanna release that top of the year, 2025, hopefully. And then later in the year, I'm working on an album.
Oh, that's so huge.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Good for you.
Yeah.
Wow.
So hopefully September, that's out. Mm-hmm. And it's gonna have a lot of Filipino and more specifically Cebuano influences. There's at least 3 songs in there that are in Cebuano.
Oh, in Cebuano.
Yeah, in Cebuano. And just other cultural elements from different tribes.
Mm. Like in the production of it?
Yeah, in the production of it. Okay. That I want to incorporate. I just want to just highlight the motherland with that one.
Yeah, proud to be Pinoy.
Yeah, hell yeah. Pinoy ako, Pinoy tayo.
Yeah.
I love
it. Of course. Do you have any? So the last question I'm gonna ask you is: do you have any song requests?
What do you mean?
Like I'm gonna play a song.
Song requests. Yo, by Jose Mari-chan right now. Like, I need that.
Jose Mari-chan?
Oh, yeah. Hey,
which one?
I need to see the discography. I never see.
That's
Christmas.
The one I know.
Yeah. There might be another one.
Or do you want me to go to his playlist?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that really the only one? I don't know if I want to play a Christmas song, actually. Shout out Jose Marichana.
This episode is going to release after.
Right. I know, actually. I know which one, actually. Do you know that song, the Brazilian one that you sent me? No, the one that has like a crazy like drop. I need that.
No,
please. Oh,
please.
Shout out to the Bisaya people listening. Kumusta bay? Yate bay?
I only know like a little bit Bisaya. I know Ambutsaimo.
Oh, Ambutsaimo. Kanang kung kanang sa mga Bisaya nga gapaminaw, mayong buntag, mayong hapon ug may gabi. Unta nga maayong inyong mga paminaw sa kaninga panahona. Unta nga busog inyong mga tiyan ug maayong inyong ginhawa.
Comment down below to say what it means. I'm
tripping.
I have no comment section.
It means like fuck you, fuck you, fuck you.
No, I know magandang gabi.
Maayong gabi.
Yes.
Basically, the first one, right?
You actually
mean
that?
Yeah, no, that's it. That's the vibe.
That's so funny.
Okay.
So intense.
Okay, well, thanks, Rowena, for being on my show. Hope to have you on again, because I feel like there's just, like, not enough said, you know? I feel like I've had so many more questions to ask you.
Yeah.
You have so many, like, deep thoughts that I just, like, want to explore, and it's just cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Part two.
But anyway, thank you for being on my show.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
Of course. I'm going to play your songs also. So.
Okay.
Lit. Okay. Thank you guys for tuning in. Bye.
Bye.
Aí! Pode vir. Tu vai tomar sim.
Dois a
Tu vai tomar sim. Tu vai tomar sim. Tu vai tomar sim.
Essas horas da noite. Faz a posição pra mim. Posição pra mim. Que eu entre igual foguete. A mina da Casa Rosa. Farmácia.
Tu vai tomar sim.
Pediu pra mim botar, e eu botei com força. Ela pediu pra mim botar, e eu botei com força. Ela tira do cu e coloca na xota. Ela tira da xota, coloca na boca. Ela tira do cu e coloca na xota. Ela tira da
xota.
De frente ela joga a boneca, ela fica de quatro, ela joga o bumbum. Se ela fica de frente ela joga a boneca, ela fica de quatro, ela joga o bumbum. Bum 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 bum
DJ Vitinho, barulhinho nos quatro cantos de São Paulo.
Esse é o DJ Roca, de Osasco pro mundo, cara.
Esse é o DJ Vitinho, né? Tem que respeitar.
Que profissão foda.
Hi everyone, you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario. I'm your host Claire, and you're listening to Earworm. It's been a while since I've worked on this episode, so by now, New Year's has passed, so Happy New Year's. And the songs I just played for you guys were, I think it's Montagem Faz O Machete by DJ Vitinho. Oh, I don't know. And Dust in the Wind by Kansas. And I hope you guys like those songs. I'm going to play a few tracks by Rowena. You guys just heard her interview, and I want to say thank you to Rowena again for allowing me to interview her, especially inviting me in her humble abode and letting me interview her there. Anyways, yeah, I hope you guys enjoy her music, and I think you guys deserve to know this wonderful artist and learn about her music and, you know, listen to her music. So, enjoy! So the songs I just played for you guys were all Rowena Physics songs, and they were All Over You, No Signal, and Error. And yeah, so I'm gonna play a few more songs for you guys, and then that will be the end of the episode. I hope you guys enjoyed the interview and enjoyed the music, and I hope I put you on to this really wonderful artist called Rowena Physics. Yeah, and I hope you guys have a great rest of your week. I know it's the beginning of the school year, and I hope everybody is gonna do really well and have a good time during this week. And yeah, I'm literally recording this at 4 a.m. Right today. Actually, it's gonna air today. But you know, I'm on that wave. I'm going back to old habits. Old habits die hard. And yeah, as you can tell, I'm also stalling because I am so tired, because I just can't right now. But yeah, have a good rest of your week. Have a good day. Love you. See you in the next episode. Bye. Thank you.
You sit next to me. I'm about to break the rules. Turn my head to the right. Now I'm looking for you for the rest of the night. And I can't rewind. For the rest of the night. I can't rewind.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present a song from local metal band Exogen's debut EP entitled Game of Puppets, released on all streaming platforms on Friday, January 3rd. Featuring four heavy genre blending tracks, the EP was created by Ben Snyder, Joe Schell, Nathan Graham, and Isaac Heathcock, and produced by Terry Ben at Switzerville Sound Retreat. We've been fortunate to have amazing fans and friends supporting us, says the band, and they hope to keep the metal scene growing in Kingston. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visitkingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Game of Puppets on your favorite platforms and enjoy today's selection from this new EP called Fleeting Moments, here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM. We'll be right back. Tune in Sundays at 11 p.m. for Orchestral Maneuvers After Dark with me, DJ Squared. Each episode features a great mix of new and vintage, Canadian and international, new wave, punk, post-punk, garage rock, pop, electronica, ambient, and even the occasional remix. Sweet beats are in store for all to enjoy. Join in the fun, OMD, every Sunday at 11 right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present a new single by Nolan Hubbard and Sit Still called Pollen. Pollen is about embracing growth and confidently moving on from the things holding you back. Sonically, it unfolds gradually. Bouncy bass lines, lush vocal harmonies, swirling indie rock guitars, and dynamic production works together that bring the track into full bloom. Hubbard's distinctively stylish vocals, paired with Sit Still's rhythmic prowess, create a vibrant musical collaboration. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visitkingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Pollen by Nolan Hubbard and Sit Still on your favorite platforms and enjoy it with us here now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Keep inhaling all the pollen. I don't need you in my garden. Behaving, stop installing. Don't be hating, I'm not calling. Didn't think I'd make the cut. See me now, things looking up. Used to be so in a rush. I was stressing out, I was losing touch. Used to think I'd never see this person I turned out to be. But now I've got this energy, so keep your shade away from me. Thought that we'd grow into something beautiful, but it wasn't mine to hold. No, the water doesn't flow. Keep inhaling all the pollen. I don't need you in my garden. You got caught creeping through the weeds. Get caught while some of the seeds. Misbehaving, stop installing. Don't be hating, I'm not calling. Don't tell me I'll steal my cup. When I'm dreaming, don't wake me up.
To the stairs, join me, Grim, in the basement for my working knowledge of indie, experimental, post-punk, and electronic, every Wednesday from 10 until 11 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM. Get ready to press record.
When I say beat, you say banter. Beat.
Banter.
Beat.
When I say beat, you say banter. Beat.
Banter.
My name is Aiden.
And this is Ella.
And you're listening to The Only Show.
Beat Banter.
On CFRC Radio.
Beat
Banter.
2 out of 3 geese. 6 out of 7 seagulls. And this Transylvanian owl all agree that if they had their own radios, they would tune in to CFRC 101.9 FM. Broadcasting just for you from Kingston, Ontario, Canada.
Tune in Sundays at 11 p.m. for Orchestral Maneuvers After Dark with me, DJ Squared. Each episode features a great mix of new and vintage, Canadian and international, new wave, punk, post-punk, garage rock, pop, electronica, ambient, and even the occasional remix. Sweet beats are in store for all to enjoy. Join